So this is Louise Sproul, and I'm back with Jennifer Arenas. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
And Jennifer has come in to talk to us a little bit about the first Fanclakill Scout Group. And in particular, you have an event happening tomorrow. Why don't you tell our listeners about that event?
Oh, well, the Beavers, Cubs, and Scouts will be doing a door-to-door bottle drive throughout Fanclakill from 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow evening, collecting any returnable bottles. And we're raising funds to replenish our camping equipment and also subsidize kids going to camp.
Okay. So that's from 6:30 to 8 tomorrow. And all kinds of bottles, I guess, are acceptable?
Yes.
Just any. And how much do you usually make from this? Is it usually a good fundraiser for
you? Yeah, we've only done one bottle drive last year. And
okay.
We made a few hundred dollars. We do several different fundraisers throughout the year to help keep our group going.
Right. And what are some of the other things that you do with the Scouts to raise funds?
We sell maple syrup, which is always a great one for us.
I think I bought some this year.
Yes,
Fern
you
Jill's
did.
Yes. A big salesperson for that.
We have been selling pepperettes this year, which also have been selling well. They're very, very yummy.
Mm-hmm.
We do an apple day where we ask for a donation and we give an apple.
Right.
That's a traditional scouting fundraiser that has been going on for years and years.
Right. Yeah, that's an old one. And so where did the Scouts go camping? I know there was that, I've just lost the name of it now, but there was a campground that Mr. Bates was very involved in. And what was the name? Is that still running, that camp?
Yes, it is. That's the Apple Hill Scout Reserve.
Exactly.
Yes. He was a very big part
Wade
of
Bates,
that.
That's right.
And getting to it to where it is now.
Right.
It is a huge campground. The Cubs will be going there 2 weekends in June.
Okay.
Beavers will also be going this June as well. Our Scouts will be going to Algonquin Park in July.
Wow.
And next year we are getting our Scouts going to Halifax.
Is that the Jamboree?
Yes, it is.
Wow. And how many Scouts will be going?
We are hoping to aim for at least 10 to go.
Wow. Wow.
So we'll be fundraising very, very hard for the next year. So you'll be seeing us around a lot.
Good. Well, you come in and we'll help you out as much as we can. So how many Scouts are there all together right now in with the first Fanclakill troop?
We are about 40 youth at this point.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, spread out over Beavers, Cubs, Scouts. Beavers start from ages 5 to 7, then our Cubs 8 to 10, Scouts 11 to 14, and it's a nice progression through. We've had many kids go right from Beavers right up through Scouts.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And I know that in some areas, like the guides, things, you know, the attendance goes down, or membership goes down, but it sounds like the Scouts are really thriving.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We obviously have our ups and downs. We've had several Scouts join this year, into Scouts, so ages 11, which is unusual. Usually they come up through the years. So I guess it goes to show what a good program we're running.
Leaders too, sometimes you need...
Oh, yes. I always tell everybody the quality of your program is based on the quality of your leaders.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all volunteers.
Exactly. And it's kids. And kids can be tired of hard to get their attention after they've already done a whole bunch of other things. Kids seem to be so busy today. So from maybe when, not to show my age, but Scouts are not just boys anymore, right? It can
no,
be girls.
That's correct. Scouting went to...
And Beavers too, I guess?
Yes.
Like all the way through?
Yep.
And what would be the difference from that to Guides and Brownies and Sparks? Is this more outdoors?
We're very outdoors-based. We try to get them out as much. Actually, part of our program, Quality Awards, state that we have to be outside at least once a month.
Wow.
Yeah. And, they went to Scouts Canada, went co-ed in 1993. And
yes, I'm not up to date. Look who's asleep at the switch, 1993. And you meet every week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We meet on 3 different nights. So each section meets on a different night.
And where do your meetings take place?
At St. Jude School.
At St. Jude School.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Knox Church is our sponsor, so sometimes we meet there as well.
Okay. Oh, that's really great. And where could somebody call can somebody join Scouts sort of midway through the year, or do you have to...
Absolutely. They can join whenever they want. We actually just started spring registration.
Okay.
So if they join now, they will be registered until August 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And there is a bit of a fee discount if they join before the end of June this year.
Okay. And so how much does it cost to join?
It's $185. If they join now, $200 after July 1st.
And when, where, is there a Facebook page, a website or something?
They can go to scouts.ca. They can also go, and on there is a group locator, and through there they will find my email.
Okay. Oh, that's really interesting. Okay, so that's for a shout out to everybody living in, I've used that phrase twice tonight. I've used it that often before. Everyone in, you're just doing inside the town limits of Anklakil.
No, not at all. No, we have youth coming from Hawkesbury, from Alexandria. We have somebody coming from Apple Hill, Alfred.
Wow.
We actually had a new youth join tonight coming from Plantagenet. We have two youth who have been with us for the year. They are moving back to Ottawa, and they want to stay with us.
Isn't that
so? The mother is willing to drive out twice a week to keep with our group.
Wow. But your event tomorrow night, is it just for residents in town? You're just staying in the town with the kids?
Yeah, tomorrow night we will be going door to door within town, but they can absolutely give me a call, and we will go pick up.
Okay. And so maybe we'll get your phone number so people will know where to call.
Okay, yeah. They can call me on 613-677-5130.
Okay. And then if you're living in Anklakil, you can just gather up your extra bottles in the house and just keep them near the front door because this goes. And I guess they'll be in uniform. They'll have sort of a shirt on.
Yes.
Like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that scouts would be doing these days? You say they go outdoors, they do camping.
Yeah.
Orienteering, compass reading, that type of thing.
The new one that we've introduced to them lately is geocaching.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and we even took the cubs out onto the bike path recently and
there's some out there, aren't there?
We found a few out there. Some were very difficult to find, though, but we did get some.
And are you interested in this because your kids are in it, or were you
That's how I got into it was... when my son joined, they needed more leaders at Beaver level, so I joined. I was a Beaver leader for several years. And I always said I would never be a scout leader, but they eventually converted me to scouts, and I enjoyed that a lot because it's very, very outdoorsy, and the kids want to learn so much.
Yeah, that's what you like about being outside. And
yeah.
That's really nice. Okay, well, we'll just remind everyone that's the First Anklakil Scout Group is holding a door-to-door bottle drive, and it's taking place tomorrow, Thursday, May 26th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and the funds that are being raised will go to help out for camps and camping equipment. And is there anything else you'd like to say while you're here? I think we'll use this interview and we'll write something up about it, about your registration, and let people know about the Scouts, First Anklakil Scouts, and what's going on.
That would be great.
But anything else you'd like to mention?
I'd definitely like to let anybody over the age of 16 can also volunteer. You don't have to have youth in it. That is one of our biggest struggles, is trying to find the volunteers who are willing to run the program. It doesn't cost anything for volunteers. There's some training involved, obviously police record check. But it's a lot of fun, and you get to learn so much. I was never into camping before until I joined the program.
Is that right?
And I'm an avid camper now.
And so when you were talking, just maybe, I know we sounded like we were signing off, but when the Boy Scouts are, all the Scouts are camping, like are there two or three kids in a tent, or like how does anybody sleep if you're all, you know what kids are like, I mean.
But yeah, when we take the Beavers and Cubs camping, there's about three youth per tent. The girls get a separate tent. Leaders are always separate.
Are the tents supplied by the Scouts?
Yes.
The camping equipment is all supplied by the Scouts.
Yes.
So your child doesn't have to have a full array of camping equipment to take part.
No, that's it. As they go up through the levels, at scouting level, we ask for a bit more equipment, but it's never a huge amount, and we can also lend equipment. Scouts do a winter camp where they actually sleep outside, no tents.
Yes, I've heard that.
They make shelters out of tarps, and that's how they get their Sub-Zero badge. But we make sure they're extremely well prepared for it, and we can supply the sleeping bags so that they don't freeze through the night. And,
yes.
And we spend several weeks prepping them for it.
Interesting. Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, it's so funny. It feels like I know in the Hawkesbury, I think they're just trying to get their scout program back up and running. I think they were just in a low spell for a bit there, but they're coming back from that. Well, that's really interesting. We will definitely put something in the paper. And if you get any pictures tomorrow, I know I'll be in town tomorrow evening, but if I don't happen to catch up with you, then be sure to send us a picture and let us know how it went. And we've been talking with Jennifer Arenas. And if you go to scoutscanada.ca, is that the website?
Scouts.ca.
Just scouts.ca. Then you can search for the First Van Cleek Hills Scouts if you want to find out more about being a beaver. What's the drill again? A beaver?
Cub.
Beaver, cubs, and scouts. I should know that. Should remember that. Good. And they're planning a big trip to the Jamboree in 2017. So they'll be doing a lot of fundraising. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it.